أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. In these ayat we are reading, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says we will be tested with various things, and in order to overcome those tests, to be successful in that test, we should exercise sabr. And sabr, Allah has given it to us. Every person, Muslim, non-Muslim, all have got that quality to exercise the sabr. It's just a matter of using it. That defense, that power, Allah has kept in every person. Now it's just a matter of using it. And just on using it, what great, great favors Allah Ta'ala bestows upon a person. Just like making dua, if we make dua, Allah Ta'ala accepts and grants us what we ask for. And Allah, just for asking also, Allah Ta'ala gives us dawah. Allah's mercy is unlimited. If we ask somebody for some favor, and he does the favor for us, but he won't say that you asked me for that also, I'm giving you something. Allah Ta'ala, for asking also, he gives us. What we ask for, that also he gives us. So how merciful is not Allah Ta'ala? Allah has kept the quality of sabr in every person. Now just when we use it, what then what Allah Ta'ala gives us? Previously we read, Allah Ta'ala said, Inna Allaha ma'as sabirin. What a great thing that Allah is with those who make sabr. Two aspects that were discussed in detail, that by making sabr, you get the togetherness of Allah, the intimacy, close relationship with Allah, in front of which there is no enjoyment in the world that can come closer to that. And the other is the full power of Allah is with you. Allah's backing is with you fully if you make sabr. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala said again, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Give glad tidings to those who make sabr. How to make the sabr? Allah taught us, and the meaning of Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. And what great, great goodness there is in that. Now Allah Ta'ala says, for those who do that, three great, great gifts we give them. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu explained this like a camel that is fully laden. A camel that is bringing goods, and it's got goods on the one on the right side, on the left side, and at the back also, fully laden. If we are getting our consignment, and it's coming full from all sides, everything we are getting, we feel so happy getting that. Like this, a person who makes sabr gets everything. Allah says, what are the three things? These are those people, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. ایسے ہی لوگ پر عنایتیں ہیں اپنے رب کی اور مہربانی. It is only for such people who make the sabr that Allah Ta'ala's salawat is upon them and also rahmat is upon them. Salawat is exclusive for the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Like we read Durood Sharif, Allahumma salli. Salawatullah. So salawat is exclusive for the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. But these people, because they made sabr, which is a great quality of the Anbiya, fasbir kama sabara ulul azmi min ar-rusul. Allah says, make sabr like those people, like the Anbiya who take up their great courage and they made sabr. What the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam went through. One of the special distinguishing factors of every Nabi was that he made great sabr. As we heard now in Fajr Namaz, Surah Nuh, and how Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam invited his people, and how they rejected, how they rebuked, how they made a mockery, but what sabr he made. Every Nabi. So when a person makes sabr, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gives him the reward which has got a color of the reward of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. That is salawat. Allah's very special mercies come down upon them. Those are the very special mercies, and rahmat, the general mercy of Allah Ta'ala. By making sabr, Allah Ta'ala gives the benefits of deen, and dunya. Allah Ta'ala gives all the benefits of all the losses which a person went through. And by rahmat, whatever difficulties, hardships we face, Allah Ta'ala gives the return for that also. So great, great rewards for sabr. And further, another great thing, وَهُلَائِكَ هُمُ الْمُخْتَدُونَ or wahi hai seedhe raah par. And these people who are on the straight and correct path, those who learn and who exercise sabr. So Allah will bring difficulties, and in fact these are those people who in a sense they look forward to this, because a student who is prepared for his exam, he is before time in the exam room and he's just keen to get the exam paper, he's so ready for it. And when he gets it, he's so ready, in fact he smashes the paper, as we say. He passes with distinction. So those people who train themselves, and these tests, we must not ask, we shouldn't ask for the test, but these people are ready for it. Like the Sahaba, they used to make dua, that tomorrow when the battle takes place, then oh Allah, let my eyes be gouged out. Let my body be cut into pieces. And they went with that spirit and they proved themselves also to be 100% successful. So those who have got that love of Allah, and they know the greatest way to reach Allah is by sabr, and the greatest is shahadat. And Allah brings for us also, all the time we are also tested with how many things that happen in our life. If we get ready, and this is called what making our islah, to get ready for this. And then when the stairs come, a person takes them in the stride and smilingly he takes the test. And he passes them also, and Allah then puts him at higher levels all the time. So then he doesn't find it difficult. He enjoys in fact the test also. And he passes them with the flying colors. So three great rewards for those people who make sabr. Salawat, the very, very special mercies of Allah, which are exclusive for the Anbiya, Allah gives to these people also some color of that. And then rahmat, which is also the mercy of Allah, but a general mercy which Allah gives to general people. And further, these are those people then who are on hidayat and on the straight path. So what great ni'mat of Allah. So Allah give us tawfiq and to make sabr. If any, we should ask for afiyat all the time, salamati. But if any difficulty come to a mu'min, he should not get frightened. Jab ni'mat aati hai, to itraye nahi. When Allah gives this ni'mat afiyat, we mustn't boast and become arrogant. Aur jab takleef aati hai, to ghabraye nahi. And when some difficulty comes, then don't get frightened and don't get go out of our mind, etc. Remain composed, make sabr. Allah has given you that quality, just use it and see that even in that difficulty, you will be smiling and you will go through with it with ease and comfort. And Allah will raise you to higher stages in this world, and akhirat, what reward Allah is going to give, we cannot imagine. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Inshallah. Subhanallah.